It is Monday morning, time to look at what's ahead for the week with our agenda. We're joined by Charlie Herman, business and economics editor for both The Takeaway and WNYC Radio, our co-producer. Charlie, your word for the week?
Leadership.
Oh, well,
leadership.
That's kind of positive.
Whether it's debt ceiling or whether it's the leader of the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, that's what this country and people want now is leadership.
That's kind of what we need.
Exactly.
You didn't say whether we were going to get it or not.
Also
with us, Kai Wright, editorial director at Color Line. Do you have a word for our week?
I think crossroads. It seems like a sleepy week in July, but we reach a point where we start beginning to live with some of our choices.
Problem is, when you say crossroads, I think of Robert Johnson and that we're about to make a deal with the devil. And
well, it could be that too. Some positive, some negative.
All right. Well, I mean, Charlie, the debt ceiling is back this week. But, I mean, at this point, I almost get tired of saying no budget plan, no debt ceiling agreement reached.
None reached so far. I mean, like, as you said, there are some proposals that are out there. They will probably be voted down. The likelihood that we will get something this week. I mean, we're running up against this deadline sort of self-imposed of July 22nd to actually have a deal and then get the law written and get it passed by August 2nd. Right now, the markets, investors seem to be not paying they're obviously paying attention, but they're not overreacting to this. I think
they're too distracted by the fact that News Corp has lost a fifth of its market value.
I think they're a little distracted by Europe and the jobless rate and a lot of other things right now.
Let's talk about leadership, what you were talking about. This Thursday, this week is the one-year anniversary of the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform Act being signed into law. And it's supposed to have been the biggest restructuring of our financial system since the Great Depression. How's Dodd-Frank turning out a year later?
Well, that's what we're going to get a lot this week of evaluation, seeing how well it's done, because it's not completely done. I mean, when they passed it, it was more than 2,000 pages, the law. There are tons of regulations that have to be put into place, and a lot of them haven't been done yet. Some of them about derivatives, for example, have been the decision about what to do about them in many cases has been delayed until December. There are a lot of other issues that have been sort of pushed back in terms of how much the banks have to hold back in terms of if they make a loan, they have to keep a part of it. They have to retain some of the loan. How much is that percentage going to be? That's still being worked out with international bodies. So it's a little difficult to say specifically how effective it's been because it's still in the works. The administration is saying it's been a huge deal. It's having a huge impact. And banks are saying, well, it's having an effect on our ability to make money. There's still a lot that's unclear about it.
But, however, we do finally have a director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, somebody – everyone expected it to be Elizabeth Warren. Bureau was her baby.
It was her baby. It was really believed to be her idea that she helped push to create it, an idea that she had. Instead, the administration has appointed or wants to appoint Richard Cordray, who is the former Attorney General of Ohio. He's now the Enforcement Division Director at this board as it exists right now. The problem is that the Republicans have made it pretty clear that they're not that interested in him either. He's sort of cut from the same cloth as Elizabeth Warren, and many Republicans have said until there are fundamental changes to how this board is set up, they don't want to approve anybody.
Oh, well, you know, it's easy to get a deal with the Republicans, right? Haven't
These
you heard?
Days, we're seeing a lot of deals.
All right. Well, speaking of the Republicans, let's shift gears just a little bit and talk about 2012, because, frankly, 2011 is too depressing. Let's talk about the GOP candidates for president and how this race is sort of shaking out. Kai?
Yeah, I mean, I think the world waits for Rick Perry.
The governor of Texas.
The governor of Texas. I think he's the next Mitch Daniels, as it were. You know, the next candidate who could make it through the primary, both make it through the primary and be a palatable general election candidate. The field right now is cartoonish. You know, I mean, as we learned in 2008, presidential elections are terribly unpredictable things in the end. So one shouldn't write off this cartoonish field. But I think, you know, the noises Perry's making, a Perry-Obama race could be a very interesting thing. I mean, setting policy to the side, culturally and what they represent in our political culture, they really are, getting back to crossroads, they really are the two different directions that folks are screaming for our nation to go. You know, I mean, Perry is leading a state that is divided by the urban triangle of Houston, Dallas, and San Antonio. That's its engine, multi-ethnic, multiracial, dynamic in a lot of ways, young. And the other half of the state is lily white and older and concerned about the way the direction of the country is going culturally. And he has he's represented West Texas more than he has East Texas. But he makes a compelling case around immigration and around to a lot of folks around immigration and around small government that I think it would be an interesting race, him versus Obama, particularly when you have Obama dividing his base in the way that he's had to over the course of 2011 and its ugliness.
Yeah. All right. Well, since we're talking about Crossroads and the sort of cultural divide in the country, let's talk about midnight on Sunday, July 24th. That's sort of the deadline date in New York. Same-sex marriage will be legal as of midnight. And the something that the state has started advertising, they're hoping to make money on people coming here to get married.
That's right. Ring the wedding bells. We need money. Weddings are a big industry, and folks are going to come. They're very proud of what they've done. They worked very hard on it. And it's going to be a big week in New York. And, you know, it's a big week for the country because you can't have New York with one set of family law and the rest of the country with another very long. That's not sustainable. So
are we going to see any big celebrity weddings here in New York?
I think Neil Patrick Harris, I think, and his partner have said they're early in. I think there's going to be a lot of it. We'll probably
get a heavy catering bill there.
That's a heavy catering bill.
So. All right. Midnight, Sunday, July 24th. That's a Crossroads date for New York for sure. And I really hope that next week, Charlie, my first question to you is when will we get a debt ceiling agreement
I would hope that this week that would be resolved, and next week you may be asking, so what else is on the agenda other than the debt ceiling?
But exactly, since that's right. All taken care of and everyone's right. Happy with the agreement. All right,
good
leadership
luck.
Is what Charlie Herman says we need. Charlie Herman is business and economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC Radio, our co-producer. Also, Kai Wright with us, editorial director at Color Lines. His word for the week is Crossroads. Did either of you go to see Harry Potter this weekend?
I didn't.
You
I
want to talk
it.
About an economic engine.
Yeah, huge.
Right.
Huge. And they're really going to miss that once that's gone.
Yeah, absolutely. If then you're right. There is an economic engine that's disappearing. But in the meantime, it's going to make hundreds of millions.
It blew away the records this weekend, I thought. Yeah. And it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. That's your agenda.